Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Wrestling Rage Live here on ChairShot Radio Network. I am joined by my co-host, the National Scott Gibson. How's it going, brother?
Oh, dude, it's going fantastic. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there, man. We are finally online. We think we are.
You sound good?
I can hear me barely, but it's just enough to where I can actually hear me, so I ain't worried about it.
Okay, yeah, so we're good. We're here. We're live. And we apologize for everything we had trouble with last week, but we are here. We are actually live on Facebook. We're live on Twitter. We're live everywhere. Jonathan Miller, he hooked us up today. We have no guests, but what we're going to do is we're going to give our WrestleMania prediction. We're going to go over some wrestling news and everything. We got some news to talk about, man. Did you hear about Shelton Benjamin?
No, actually, that's
not. It was crazy shit, man. Yeah, so he was in at the Live Hell show during SmackDown and all that. You know, they do a live show on Monday night.
Right.
They actually had a loaded gun, and they found the loaded gun. He had called a car company, and they went and got it. Me and you, we've rented cars before, going
right
to the beach and stuff like that with our friends. And it seems like they all, you know, I've had problems with Enterprise where I bust stuff in the car, and they're like, oh, we didn't see it, and the car got taken out, and then somebody... Yeah, so I don't know what car company it was, but he, you know, the gun was loaded. And Shelton Benjamin, I'm not going to get racist here, but he's a big black guy.
Yeah, he's a large guy.
Okay, if that shit happened on Live PD, they're pulling his ass over, and they open his glove box, and they see a loaded gun.
Yeah,
his ass will either get shot or tamed.
Yeah, he's definitely going to jail.
Yeah, so...
If he got pulled over, I'm not saying he is now.
But. Yeah, but everything's been taken care of. Randy Orton actually made a funny tweet about it. Says, hey, brother, you're going to get a free rental car for life for free now. So
he should.
Yeah, he should. So it was...
That's a big mess up.
Like I said, I can see it being Enterprise, but I can also see it being Hurt, too, because I've had trouble. I've never really had problems with Enterprise, but like I said, I've left stuff in the car before an accident. And, you know, I got it. You know, it did get returned down the road, but like a couple days later after the woman brought back the car. But everything seems to be good in that situation, but, you know.
Thank God.
Loaded gun.
That's crazy.
And you know.
Because you think about what could have been.
Yeah.
Luckily, it didn't.
Well, like Xbox said, I was listening to his podcast last night, and like he said on his pod, you know, the gun was loaded. And, you know, like I've been in the city, and Missouri got really bad gun laws. So it's terrible in the state of Missouri. So, I mean, but everything seemed to be going good now, and everything's cleared up. So, and also in the wrestling news, I guess it wasn't a storyline. Jason Jordan really did pinch
the rumors were true. He actually...
They said it was like one of the neck injuries Edge and Chris Benoit have had over the years. Xbox said last night they never really gave it a time how long he's going to be out for, but they're predicting 12 to 14 WrestleMania, which will be one of our, you know, segments here.
Who's the WWE Universe going to boo now?
Not only that, but what's Seth Rollins going to do? I mean, it looked like that was going to be them two at, you know, WrestleMania. And it's like, where do you put Rollins at? We'll talk about that when we do our WrestleMania, Road to WrestleMania prediction here in a few minutes.
I'm excited for it because I got some out of the box thinking, I think.
Yeah, man. But right now.
Either way, they should make me a writer. I'm just saying because this is like my stuff here that I got cooking up.
Right now, I want to give a 10 bell solution. I got it right here. I want to give a 10 bell solution to a guy we lost in the indie wrestling league. We have been on the air since this happened. But a good friend of ours, ASW manager, IWA East Coast manager, Woody Numbers passed away this year, or was it this year or end of last year?
End of last year, Woody Numbers passed away, and a lot of people around our local area here in West Virginia really sent out a lot of love for him before he passed away. Also, a gentleman by the name of Dave Cunningham. I think it's Cunningham. I can't remember if it's Cunningham, but the first name was Dave. He used to wrestle for XMCW. He's a former hardcore champion for XMCW. Character was called Unholy. He looked at was a really creepy character. He also passed away earlier this month or late last month. So yeah, we've got we're moving pretty fast here tonight since it's our first show back. We had all the technical glitches happen last week with the rain and connection issues, but we're gonna slow it down just for a second and pay tribute to the fallen wrestlers tonight. So if you want to click that.
All right, we got Tim Bell's solution here. It's 28 seconds, and this is for you, Woody, and everybody, you know, all the stuff that's happened. Good. God bless you. You know, like I said, man, we love you, Woody, and our thoughts and prayers are with, you know, Woody's family and stuff. They still need some help with the funeral rates and some medical bills. I think you can go to IWAEastCoast.com for more information for that. But if we have more information on it, we'll pass it along here on the Wrestling Rage podcast. So, a lot of people are probably wondering, new name, why a new name? Same network, new name with the network. Well, last time we were on the air.
Funny story.
It's a funny story. The last time we were on the air, we had a certain wrestler. Back in April of last year, it left a bad taste in our mouth. And so, you know, we did play with it for a while. Me and Scott actually went to Universal Championship Wrestling and we were having a hell of a time. So, it's time down here. So, like, and we're going to have we're also going to have the band that actually performed at the Universal Championship Wrestling Show. We're going to have on the podcast in the near future. And people wonder.
Great guys.
Yeah, great guys. We went out and had some drinks with them. And James Ellsworth, we will reschedule James Ellsworth. I spoke to James, apologized for everything last week. He will be back on. He will be on the podcast very soon. But we're going to a lot of key wrestlers to give them the opportunity to come on and let them hear your story. But we're also going to have special guests here and there. But we're going to give the indie wrestlers their opportunity to let you guys know about them, their character, where they're going to be at. And, you know, I can't wait to hear their story.
And we're trying to line up some women, too. We don't know what it is, but women don't like podcasting. I'm not trying to be sexist. For some reason, and I'm going to go on a shoot promo right now.
It's probably because they don't want to call in the three weird guys that they don't know. It's probably what it is.
I don't know, man. I'm literally here we go. There's a word. There's actually a restaurant you can get a find online that has a sign up that says if you should look at a five-minute company shop, pay your bill and get out of the restaurant.
Well,
people use the word.
Well, speaking of bills, so we're going to get off our commercials here, and then we'll come back with our prediction, WrestleMania predictions, the road to WrestleMania.
In February, Finally Pro Wrestling returns to Maze Landing as standalone wrestling debuts at Atlantic Cave Community College, Building E, on February 24th. Doors open at 6 p.m., bell time is at 7. Be there to witness liftoff as standalone wrestling brings its family-friendly but hard-hitting action-packed event. Already confirmed is FKA Emma in WWE Tenille Dashwood vs. Brittany Blake and Impact Wrestling's LAX vs. The Rep. Visit standalonewrestling.com for ticket information or call 609 709
8536 to order with credit card by phone. That's 609-709-8536 or standalonewrestling.com. Finally Pro Wrestling. Witness Liftoff with Tennille Dashwood versus Brittany Blake and Impact Wrestling's LAX versus The Rep. Finally Pro Wrestling returns to Maze Landing at Standalone Wrestling at ACCC Building E, February 24th at 7 p.m. Don't forget to pick up their soon-to-be-famous SAW swag bag filled with surprises at the show.
So, if you are in the Marietta area and you're looking for a massage or you're in a workout need and you want that good, good massage, well, contact Engel Massage Fitness and Massage. Big Al, he's a personal trainer now. He's also the owner of 605 Championship Wrestling whenever it starts back up. But he's a personal trainer now, and he's also a massage therapist. So contact Eagle Fitness and Massage if you're looking for a personal trainer or a nice massage. He's actually got a hell of a special going on right now for the month of February. And $5 of each massage gets donated to the Marietta Salvation Army. You can't beat that. It's a good charity that he's giving out here. For the month of February, a half an hour massage, $45. Regular price is $60. You can call and book your massage today at 304-375-2425. So, we got our advertising. And also, check
out...
You
sounded good there, though. Like, I'm impressed. Like, you actually sounded like a person that's
really
thank
you. I appreciate it. And also,
that.
Check out Chan Man Designs if you're running a pro wrestling event and you're looking for some graphic work done. Check out Chan Man Designs at chanmandesigns.com.
He's got some potential.
Yeah,
well,
thank you. I've been practicing. So,
see, I always said I had the face for radio until he goes and puts this on video. So now I kind
of
just...
Yeah,
I've
all been in front of him here.
And by the way, if you are on Facebook Live or Twitter, I want you to check out this lovely T-shirt that my buddy Scott here got me. The Woken Matt Hardy shirt, which is pretty badass.
It is badass. It's a great T-shirt.
Yeah. We got somebody from India here.
5:30 a.m. Shoot. I know how you feel, buddy.
We apologize.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you, buddy.
Our dogs are wanting to be on the podcast. So, all right, guys, it's that time of year again. It's WrestleMania time.
It's
that season,
like,
man.
Christmas for wrestling fans.
The Super Bowl just ended. And by the way, guys, we have a diehard Philadelphia
That's
Eagles
right.
fan here. So, congratulations to Scott and the Philadelphia Eagles. Team to win. But yeah, congratulations, man. We were texting during the whole game.
Yeah, it was.
Calls and, I mean, there was some iffy touchdown calls, but I'm still so glad that the Philadelphia Eagles beat the Patriots, man. I hate New England so bad.
They're becoming the Yankees. Like, nobody likes them. Like, it's hard to press the fact that they're the
Sports Center that the New England Patriots have been to the Super Bowl. And yeah, that's the thing. The league, the NFL was created so that it would not pigeonhole just one team into being a dynasty or dominant. And look at what apparently Tom Brady has either.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I watch the Facebook. It was
money.
That was hilarious.
Perfect.
Do you? Board.
From anywhere, which
is a
and just
is it's which the tag belts. there was.
Sorry, one first. I'm gonna get Part time at 3 p.m. The pre show started at 5, and they still have a cruiserweight match for the DVD.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons you don't see all the Barry's Four Devil.
Yeah. You know.
At least she's not one of the Me Too women. Me Too. Blood Brothers. And the end.
Here, okay. he won the I'm not. When was that? 5 or 6? 5.
Ronda Rousey.
And if you're not watching on Facebook Live, we do have a live feed. We need to
get.
Money in the
Oh. her. We got a special phone call here.
Special phone call?
Yeah, answer it there, Jonathan.
Okay, hold on. Let me click our live go-to, Mike.
We are joined by PPW Wrestling's PPW Entertainment's Paul Bowe. How's it going, big man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, hanging in there, man. Appreciate you coming in.
We're cut in and out here. I can't hear you too well. You guys there?
Good. All right. So you got a big show coming up here in a couple of weeks. So tell us about it.
We got a show coming up next Saturday night. It'll be PPW Undisputed, featuring two former WWE stars, James Ellsworth and Emma. It's going to be an absolute phenomenal time. Tickets are on sale right now. We have a really nice poster that was made by Chadman. Chadman Designs. Give you a little plug there. Tickets.
Nice.
Tickets are available, ppwwrestling.com, ppwwrestling.com. You can find out all the information to our shows, news, YouTube videos, and you can buy your tickets there.
And a lot of people don't know, your new PPW heavyweight champion is the All-American American Jack Swagger.
Absolutely. I spent last Saturday, two Saturdays ago with Jack all day down in Philadelphia, up to the show. What a class act. He is our new PPW champion. He's been promoting the belt left and right. We couldn't ask for anything better. We had a pretty good champion before that in the Green Machine, Mike Orlando, who has done so much for this company, coming to us about a year ago to PPW. But Jack Swagger took him to the distance. A little bit of controversy, but they reviewed the tape. They saw that Mike actually tapped out, and hopefully – our commissioner, TJ Masters, has given the okay to Mike that he can name the time and the place, and he will be granted his rematch. So we're awaiting that, and hopefully we'll have Jack Swagger back in the PPW ring very soon.
So tell us a little history of PPW and how long you guys have been around and all that stuff.
Well, PPW has been running, it was 4 years in August that we've been running, and it all started out pretty funny. Actually, story. I was actually the ring announcer for another company, and Ryan, one of my partners, and Tony, they work. What's that?
I said Diamond Joe.
No, not Diamond Joe. Diamond Joe was not one of our partners. Actually, Diamond Joe's mad at me, so he made me delete something on Facebook today. So I'm not allowed to post on Diamond Joe. So, but Ryan and Tony were partners of mine. They worked with me over at another company. And Scott Finehout, we just brought on this year as one of my partners. So there's four of us that kind of call the shots. It was supposed to be a one-show deal. We were doing a show for Helping Hands. We had such a great turnout. We jammed about 350 people into a little roller skating ring that probably held 200. And from there, we started running monthly shows. We were in a small little bingo hall, and then we went to the arena, the gymnasium we have right now, where back in the day, WWF used to run there back when I was young, and ECW used to run there. It's just a phenomenal old-school building that holds probably 3,000 people, if we could ever get it filled. But it's a great venue, and that's the way PPW started. And, you know, it's been going great. We, like I said, we brought Scott Finan on this year. He built us a website. Like I said, we have the best poster maker in the business and banner maker. He puts us ahead of Diamond Joe Rogers and Chris.
But, I appreciate that. Know, yeah, man, we started working about a year ago, and it's been a good little partnership.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, we just look to make everything better. We want to give our fans an experience that they would have at a WWE show. Now, granted, we don't have the kind of budget that WWE has, but we try to make the most of what we have, and we want people to come out of there saying they had a good time. Family entertainment, there's no cursing, there's nothing, you know, that's over the line. We want good old-fashioned wrestling.
Family
and our
friendly.
Fans like it. Family-friendly, they love it. They love to meet the legends, and I'll tell you what, we've had AJ Styles, Booker T, Mick Foley, we've had them all, and we just keep bringing them in time and time again, and our fans love it, they embrace it, and it's you know, it's good for them to get to meet, excuse me, the stars of TV for all those years.
Yeah, you've had a good guest lineup in the, over the years. You've had AJ Styles, Mr. Anderson, James Storm, Abyss, EC3, Tommy Dreamer, tons of people you've had come to your show. But who have you enjoyed working with the most out of all those legends that you've had?
I don't even have to. I get asked that all the time. AJ Styles, hands down. We've had him twice. One of the nicest guys you've ever want to meet. Class act. I mean, Jack Swagger was awesome, too, this weekend. Like I said, I spent the whole day with him on Saturday. But if I would have to pick one of all the guys we met, it would have to be AJ Styles. I mean, he was just...
Yeah, I've done a couple shows with AJ. He's actually came down here in Dunbar, West Virginia, a little damn armory we had. And he had a hell of a match with Jason Kincaid. And the damn...
Oh, yeah, I love Jason. Jason's good, yeah.
Yeah, and the Jason show got... only draw like 60 people.
Yeah. We had him, the one time we had him, we were running at our small little bingo hall. We ended up having him the first time, it was a Sunday. It was the Daytona 500 was going on. We've never run on a Sunday, but AJ was tied in with Ring of Honor or something the night before. And we might have had maybe 150, 200 people. We really didn't have much. The next time that we had AJ Styles, we had close to 1,000. We were in our new building.
Amazing.
We were in our new building. And we had him, Mr. Anderson, it was just, you know, incredible. And the crowd, and I just still look at that video today. That night with the tag team championships on him and Smooth Tommy Suede, who is the guy who actually got me into this business, you know, was Tommy Suede. He was our first ever champ, and he was a huge, huge help for us getting started. I mean, we knew wrestling, but coming from someone who was in WWE developmental, and was he was on Raw, he was on SmackDown, he did his share. He helped us tremendously. I mean, I'll always be grateful for that, you know, for him, he showed us.
Yeah, guys, again, check out BPW Undisputed next Saturday in Hazeltown, PA. Tickets are available right now at ppwwrestling.com. James Ellsworth, the man has two, or has any man with two hands has a fighting chance. And Emma will be in the house. And a lot of other shows going on. I know in March you have Raven and Ron Simmons coming. So
yep,
it's going to be a good
absolutely.
One.
In April we have the Boogeyman. We have Super Crazy. And we'll be announcing soon, as soon as we get up and running here. We have a couple more guests we're going to be announcing for that Super Show in April on the 21st. We're just looking to finalize a couple things. One is finalized, but we're working on another one yet, so we do have a couple more to
there you
add
go.
On. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on, Paul.
Have a good
night, you too, brother. Thanks for calling in. Make sure everything works fine, and you have a good night, man.
All All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Get Diamond Joe stuff ready.
Yeah, fuck Diamond Joe.
See you guys. Bye bye.
Show here. All right, man. You have a good one. So, seemed like everything worked pretty fine.
Okay, what did you do to where you could hear it?
I hit my hit call button here on my control center, and it worked. After you hit yours, I hit my little microphone.
We got
two lines going. So, as soon as I hit mine, it started working good. So, we did a test today. I appreciate Paul's calling in.
We need to either log one of us out. Oh,
it's cool. I mean, when we got a guest, we can both hit because, you know, I play music and stuff like that.
And our paydays. You play those too.
Yeah, we got to pay the paydays. Speaking of paydays,
yeah.
we're gonna send one more commercial out right here.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
All right, we're back here on the Wrestling Rage Live. And we have any Facebook questions, man?
I haven't really been
looking.
One
guy's been blowing it up here.
He's been
don't want to ignore people here.
He's been asking some questions. Do you think Dean Malenko will ever be in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
He should.
Should.
He should absolutely should. He was
He's
one of the...
I mean, the stuff that he done in WWE should got him in the Hall of Fame, but stuff that he done in WCW would definitely get him in the Hall of Fame.
I mean, you got some guys that...
The man with the thousand homes. Even though Chris Jericho's got...
You got some guys in the Hall of Fame that are questionable on being in there. I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to piss anybody off because they're a fan. But if Dean Malenko's not in there, then you can easily take out some of the other names that are in there.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
So, I can't tell you. Was it 6-time cruiserweight champion?
Pull his Wikipedia page up here, Jonathan. We'll let you know how many.
Hey, he won the light heavyweight title.
TV champion, and he's won the U.S. title.
And he won the light heavyweight title in WWE.
The only title I don't think he won in WCW was the world.
I think he held the hardcore title in WWE.
Yeah. So I think everybody's held the hardcore title in WWE.
I mean, even The Undertaker's held the hardcore title.
Like multiple times.
Which, actually, he had a hell of a run, hardcore champion. I'm glad he mentioned the cruiserweight, because there's something that... 2 weeks ago, TJP said this in a backstage segment, that he was the first ever WWE Cruiserweight Champion. That's not true.
I think their version of this new Cruiserweight,
if it doesn't carry the same lineage, I get it, but they never said that the lineage changed.
Yeah, on the title history, on WWE, but they never said it. You're right. They've never said it on television.
Yeah, they never said it.
Their title history online shit does make it that, you know.
Which still is. Like, disrespectful to the guys that have held it, like Rey Mysterio,
Charlo Guerrero,
Chris Jericho. I don't think Christian held the cruiserweight title, but he held the light heavyweight title.
Yeah.
But
he held the light heavyweight. Jeff Hardy held the light heavyweight.
Great cruiserweight champions.
Matt Hardy held the cruiserweight title. Remember he got himself in shape and shit like that? He was wearing a trash bag to lose weight so he can
and I get, like,
all right, all you fact checkers out there, this is what Chandler just asked me to do. I've got Dean Malenko's info up from Wikipedia, and his championships include ECW, two-time World Television Champion, World Tag Team Champion with Chris Benoit, International Championship Wrestling Association, ICWA Lightweight Champion, Pro Wrestling Illustrated, ranked him in 1997 as number one, which I remember getting that magazine and going, huh? which was really, really strange because he was like one of the only people ever ranked number one that won a world champion.
I'd say he's probably the only one that's never been a world champion. It's got to be the PWI number one.
He was then again ranked in 2003 as 161. He's a former Suncoast Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Champion, World Championship Wrestling. He was a four-time Cruiserweight Champion.
I think it's bad when I said six, because I knew it was more than two.
Yeah, it was more than two. He is a one-time United States Champion, also a one-time Tag Team Champion with Chris Benoit, two-time WWF Light Heavyweight Champion, Wrestling Observer Newsletter Awards, Feud of the Year with Eddie Guerrero, 95, Best Technical Wrestler in 96, 97, and he is in the Hardcore Hall of Fame class of 2015.
We asked, all we asked was how many times he won the Cruiserweight title. You got all that information. There you go, guys.
Well, like I said, it was for all the fact checkers.
That's right. His Wikipedia. There, so.
Well, man, it's been a pretty good little podcast. You know, we had a WrestleMania prediction. Well, have you got anything else? I mean.
No, well, I do have one thing. No,
okay.
I've got a few friends that started their own podcast. I told them that I'd give them a little plug.
All right.
All right, so. I'm going to say, if you haven't, just go over to Sunday Morning Smack Talk over on Facebook. They talk all things sports. They're a good follow. I listened to them. It was their first ever podcast, and it was really good. Just give them a listen. Tell them Scott sent you. You know, and just, you can find them on iTunes. There was a couple of those they told me, and I completely forgot to. Man, I'm sorry. But you can find them on iTunes. That's where I follow them. So just give them a follow. Sunday Morning Smack Talk.
So what's up, Redbeard?
Redbeard, Redbeard. I swear it's the lighting. I don't think it's this red except in this light.
It's one of the people watching pay-per-view with this stuff.
Yeah.
So, like you said, check those podcasts out. Podcasts, right?
Yeah, just one podcast. Yeah, there's three guys, just like us. But they talk all things sports, and sometimes wrestling is involved. They were talking about the XFL and Vince McMahon.
Which we'll talk about the XFL. I'm actually going to talk. We'll talk about that next week.
All right.
You know, we'll
might give opinion on the
XFL. Yeah, we'll give our opinion on the XFL.
I wanted to make it a short pod tonight just to get everything up and going. This is episode. Technically, this is episode two, but it's worth counting it as episode one. But
hey, for 5,000 people?
Yes, man.
Watch?
That is right.
We remember, people. We need to get that number up. Man,
we had 3,000 views watching live.
So, yeah, man, just check us out. Follow us on Twitter at WrestlingRage1 on Twitter. Like us on Facebook at WrestlingRage. If you want to support the podcast, we'll have ways that you can do that very soon. Jonathan's going to set that up.
Yeah, we're going to get in here early sometime and set up hopefully a Patreon to where we can give you all that support us financially via donation, some kind of prize and or...
Give you guys an opportunity to come on here. That's one thing I want to do.
Yeah.
Is give you guys an opportunity for a small donation of like $10. We haven't really figured it out. We're going to give you guys an opportunity to come online and give you 2 minutes to shoot on anybody you want to shoot on. You want to shoot on President Trump, shoot on Oak River. You want to shoot on me, shoot on me. If you want to shoot on Jonathan, which we do here every day at the podcast, shoot on Jonathan.
Can't shoot on me.
Yeah, he's very sensitive.
And I'll be mad about it like for 3 days.
So we'll give you guys the opportunity. We'll get that set up here very soon. Like I said, you can also check out JamanDesigns.com, TheChairShot.com, StandaloneWrestling.com, and also check out Ingles Fitness and Massage on Facebook at Facebook.com/EagleFitness. So that's all we have for this week's episode of the Wrestling Rage Podcast. Not another effing wrestling podcast. We'll see you next Thursday.
Cheers.
Cheers.